This is Casey Kearns. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Fifth grade graduation at Gordon Parks Elementary School this week was an especially emotional event. The 13-year-old charter school was founded to serve some of the most disadvantaged kids in the Kansas City area. But the school has some of the lowest scores of any public or charter school in Kansas City, Missouri. Although the University of Central Missouri, the school sponsor, believed it was making progress towards meeting state standards, the State Board of Education voted unanimously not to renew the school's charter for next year. On Thursday, KCUR intern Payne Roberts attended the fifth grade graduation to hear how students and staff were reacting.
Parents, grandparents, and other relatives filed into Gordon Parks Elementary under an overcast sky. But the weather is not the only cloud hanging over this Kansas City charter school.
Tyrone Bell. Nathaniel Morales.
Leslie Silva was among the group of fifth grade graduates on Thursday. She transferred from Longfellow Elementary last year and said she has preferred her experience at Gordon Parks.
This is my first year here, so by this year, it meant a lot to me. Like, I loved all the teachers. They were really patient with us, and they teach us a lot of things. The teachers really take care of you.
At every graduation, there are plenty of tears. But as parents, students, and faculty recognized, this graduation could be the last for Gordon Parks, a realization that led retiring kindergarten teacher Gladys Groves to tears during her goodbye.
They allowed me to do the things that I really enjoyed. That was teaching students. I'm going to miss Gordon Parks. I don't want to see it close.
Recently, Gordon Parks filed a 5-year renewal for their charter, but the Missouri State Board of Education voted that proposal down. The school had been underperforming in state assessment tests as compared to other public institutions. Dorothy Curry is one of the founders of Gordon Parks and regularly volunteers in the classroom.
The children found adults whom they felt safe with, whom they had a personal relationship with, and I think every human being needs to be surrounded by that kind of goodwill and understanding. All children would benefit, but ours must have it. And I understand the state board hasn't figured out how to measure that.
She said she understands the significance of judging accountability, but a single state test isn't the best way to measure progress.
The accountability, they want to call it accountability, but if the restrictions and the burdensome paperwork and if that all is exactly what it is in the other public schools, there's really, in my mind, no point having charter schools.
With a public hearing scheduled for July 26th in Jefferson City, supporters of Gordon Park will have to defend the school's worth against poor academic performance.
So I now present the fifth grade class at Gordon Parks Elementary for 2013.
For Casey Currents, I'm Payne Roberts.